says Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says though, Echad v'yesrim yom. He don't know even a later shear. If the tkufa of Tishrei, like first falls out, if first falls out later than the 21st day of Tishrei, then we have to make an extra month to the year. So Rashi explains Rabbi Yosi yom Echad osi yom. In Sarach lahashtem, we have to add on Chof alaf yom mechodesh Tishrei of chodesh Tishrei al tkufas tamis. In other words, before Tkufas Tishrei is Tkufas Tamis. So if the Tkufa, these are the Mazalos and the Shemayim, if it's going to extend until, if the Tkufa of Tamis will extend into Tishrei, into Chof Aleph Yom, so it comes out that the Tkufa of Tishrei will first come out on Yom Chof Beis. So that will be like after the Chol HaMoed Shel Sukkos. So therefore, Mavrin, therefore, he says you have to make the Bezdin has to think this over before the last year, and to know that's when that, this is what could come out this year. That's the reason to make an extra month in the year. On Masif and Chodesh Echad, they put an extra month into the year. Therefore, B'derechin Esmoades, they should talk them Tkufas Tishrei Lechag. That the best we always want is that Tkufas Tishrei should come out before Chag HaSukkos. But let's say it's according to Rabbi Yosi, is that Tkufa would come out be Yom Chof Aleph, Tehainu Yom Echad B'Tzei Chol HaMoed, there'll be at least one day still of Chol HaShemoed of Sukkos, then Ein Marvin. So that's the Machlokes, if we need all the days of Yom Tov of Chol HaMoed to be in the Tkufas Tishrei, or it's enough as long as you have one day of the Tkufas Tishrei in Chol HaMoed. So Gemara says, Ushinehem Mikra Echadoshu. Both Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda both dash in the same Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Chag HaOsef, that goes on Chag HaSukkos, Tkufas Hashona. That's be by the Tkufas of the year. That's Sukkos. Now, usually, the Tkufas of Tishrei starts by Chag HaSukkos. So, Masovar Kule Chag Binan Bitkufa Chadosha. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda holds. That the whole Yom Tov has to be during the Tkufa of Tishrei. So Rashi explains, if you deserve a kule chag bin klema, kol chol shamoid, the whole chol of moed of Sukkos has to be in the Tkufa of Tishrei. It has to be in the new Tkufa. Hilkach, therefore, kishet kufas tamis, chaser shish osam, if it's missing 16 days, hare yom echad michol shemoyed nimshach l'tarichoy. Like if 16 days of Tishrei are still in the tkufa of Tammuz, so when you start the tkufa of Tishrei, it's going to be in the second day of Chol HaMoed. So one day of Chol HaMoed is going to be missing from the tkufa of Tishrei. So that tribute hold is no good. So that's the reason why we should make an extra month to the year, that the Tkufa should come much earlier. So, Masava Kule Chag Bin Asim Yudishita, the whole Chol HaMoed has to be in the new Tkufa of Tishrei. Well, Masava Rabbi Yosi holds, Miksas Chag Binan Bit Kufa Chadosha. It's enough just to have a little bit. Miksas Chag is enough to be in the Tkufa Chadosh in Tishrei. So, therefore, if it's not missing 21 days, in other words, that there'll still be one day of Chol HaMoed, the last day of Chol HaMoed will come out on Tkufas Tishrei, then it's okay, you do not have to make an extra month into the year. So Mar explains now, my Kosavri, what do they hold? I Kosavri Yom Tkufa, Goimrim, if Yom Tkufa, the day of the Tkufa, is the end of the last Tkufa still, if so, Balav Hochi Nami Loi, then even without missing 16 days, still there should be a problem. So Rashi explains like this. Like, why do we have to say, according to Yehuda, that it's missing 16 days of Tishrei in the old Tkufa? If you tell me now when the new Tkufa starts, let's see here, it's missing 16 days. So it first starts on the 17th day. If you tell me when the Tkufa starts, that's like the last day of the last Tkufa. So even if Tishrei is only missing 15 days, if only 15 days of Tishrei have to go into the Tkufa of Tamis, and the Tkufa of Tishrei starts on the 16th, which is the first day Chol HaMoed. But still, since you're telling me the first day of the Tkufa goes after the last Tkufa, so it's not considered that the Tkufa Tishrei starts until the second day of Chol HaMoed. So even if we're only missing 15 days, this should also be a problem. And it's said, according to Rabbi Yossi, you shouldn't have to have 21 days. It should be a problem even if you only have 20 days. That the day, the beginning of Tkufa, that's like the last day of the last Tkufa, even less than 16, 15, or less than 21, 20. And Leman Diyoma, explains Leman Diyoma Kule Chag Iko, V'loy Leman Diyoma Miksas Chag Iko. According to both Shittas, you don't have them. If you're like Rabbi Yehuda, you have to have the whole Chol HaMoed involved. Or you're like Rabbi Yossi, it's not just to have a mixas Chol HaMoed. But if you're like we just said, the Yom Tkufa, that finishes off the last Tkufa, so again, you don't have it. So where it says, Elo Kasava, rather they hold Yom Tkufa Maskil. That the day of the Tkufa, that's the beginning of the new Tkufa of Tishrei. And Rashi says, Hu Rishon Liyemei Tkufa Habo. Hilkach therefore, the Rabbi Yehuda, Im tipo b'shishasa shurisha nochav shemayid ikka kulechag. Therefore, according to Reb Yehuda, if the tkufa falls out on the 16th day, then it would be okay, because that's the first day of Chol HaMoed, and that's the first day of the new tkufa. So then the whole Chol HaMoed would be in the new tkufa, that would be okay, you would not have to make an extra chodesh. Therefore, Reb Yehuda says that if the old tkufa of Tammuz goes into 16 days of Tishrei, then it's a problem. You're not even be missing at least one day of Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa. That's a reason to make an extra month in the year. So therefore, they both have to hold, the university has to hold, that Yom Tkufa, the day the new Tkufa starts, that's Moscow, that's the beginning of the new Tkufa. Now the Mor says, Meister, have a kasha. It says, Yom Tkufa Goymer. The day of the Tkufa, that's considered the last day of the last Tkufa. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So who you see according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yom Tkufa is the end of the last Tkufa. So it's again a Tekasha, why 16 days, even 15 days should not be good? Rabbi Yossi Yoyme, no, Yom Tkufa Maskil. So who does one Kasha, it's a Stephen Rabbi Yehuda. V'yoytanya, secondly we learned, V'yoytanya, that the only time we make an extra month into the year, only if the tkufa is going to be missing, most of the month. In other words, the old tkufa will still go into rova this month. So the Abimin was talking about Tishrei. The kama ruba shachodesh, how much is called rova, the majority of the chodesh. Shishasa yom, 16 days. Rebudis, that's the Tanakama, 16 days. That's like Rebudis said before. But the Gashi here it says, Rebudu Aimer, Shte Yodos Bachodesh, like two hands of the month. The Kama, Chur means two thirds, like. The Kama, Shte Yodos Bachodesh, what's called two parts of the month. Esrim yom, 20 days. That's called two parts of the month, like two thirds, is 20 days. So again, it's a steer in the Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, Mechashven Shishasa Lefnei HaPesach, that we count 16 days before Pesach. Mavrin, then you have to make an extra month to the year. So the deep explains, what does this mean, 16 days of Lefnei Pesach? That means, let's say the Tkufa of Teves goes into Nisan, it goes 16 days into Nisan. So that's a reason to make an extra month to the year, that the Tkuf of Teva should finish before Pesach. So Rabbi Yossi says, I'm a mechashvin shishos ayim lefnei ha-Pesach mavrin. And then the Gemara says, shishos lefnei ha-chag, let's say l'chur, this means that the Tkuf of Tammuz goes into Tishrei 16 days, ain mavrin, that's not a reason to make an extra month into the year. So Rabbi Yossi makes a difference between Pesach and between Sukkot. Rabbi Shimon says, Av shishos lefnei achag mavrin, Even if, like the Chag of Sukkot goes in 16 days, let's say, like we're saying now, that 16 days of Tishrei is still part of the Tkufa of Tammuz, so that's the reason to make an extra month in the year. So it's Machlokes from Shimon and Rabbi Yosi. Acherim Maimrim, other Shita say, Acherim Maimrim, Miyuta. No, only if a Miyut, if a Miyut of the month of Tam of Nisan or of Tishrei goes into the last Tkufa. The Kama Miyuta, what's called the Miyut, what's called a minority of the month, the Kama Miyuta, Arbosayim, 14 days. If the Tkufa of Tammuz goes 14 days into Tishrei, that's no good. That already is enough of a reason to make an extra month in for the year. So Mori asked, is the Kasha still in the Yehuda? It's more than economic Kasha. There's a good Kasha. The Chur is still in the Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, Oh Mama, what we just said before, we have Yehuda right there, Shtei Yodois Bachoydesh, Eskrim Yoim. Yehuda says, how many days does the Tkufa of Tammuz go to Tishrei? 20 days. This is the theory before, but Yossi says 16. Maybe he says 20. He holds you make the cheshbin 16 days of Pesach and in Nisan. Mavrin, that's also a reason to make an extra month in the year. So Gemara says, Haimu Rav Yehuda, the Chura, that's the same sheet of Yehuda holds what we said before. That's the same sheet as our Rav Yehuda over here. That's 16 days. So
the Gemara is true.
Chura, they're both saying the same thing. But here the difference is, well, this is Yom Tkufa Goyme, the Yom Tkufa Mas Chaligi Benayim. That's the difference. Like we had before, one holds the day that Tkufa is called the end of the last Tkufa, and one says, no, that's the beginning of the new Tkufa. Now, Omama, what we just said before, Shisha Osol Fnei HaChag, if there are 16 days into Sukkis, so then Ein Marfin. For that, you do not have to make an extra month for the year. For the Mar Elul Reb Yosi, she saw Shalufnei Achag Hudoloi, only because there are 16 days. That's why you do not have to. Ho Shivso V'Timnaso Mavrin. But if Chodesh Tishrei is missing 17 or 18 days of the Tkufa Tammuz goes into Tishrei, then you would have to make an extra month. In other words, that he holds the whole Chol HaMoed has to be in the new Tkufa, has to be in Tkufas Tammuz. It's not enough just part of the Chol HaMoed, but you have to have the whole Chol HaMoed. I ask you a stira. V'omer, he said before that she shows l'fnei ha-pesachin, that if you're missing 16 days into Nisan, if the Tkufas of Teves goes into 16 days of Nisan, then there's a problem. But botzir loy, less than that, there's no problem. And like this, the Cheshbon comes out, the Rashi explains, she shows l'fnei ha-pesach. So, according to this, it comes out that Rashi explains for him, Tkufa Shlefnei Pesach, Dainu Tkufa Stavis, Chasei Rashi Shosa Benisin, or Tkufa Nefeles Beshiva, so first command the 17th day of Nisin, then Marvin is Hashanah, that's a reason to make an extra month of the year. So Rashi explains why. Because when you start counting from the 17th day of Nisan, if that's going to be the beginning of Tkufas Nisan, and count now 91 days. L'shel Tammuz, harayhem kolam mechal falav b'tishrei, they're going to end off on the 21st day of Tishrei, or Tkufu first fall out on Chav Beis, so it's going to come out that there won't be any part of Chol HaMoed of Sukkot in the Tkufa of Tishrei. So that's the chzorin. Mashma, because nothing of Chol HaMoed will fall out in the Tkufa of Tammuz, of Tishrei. But from the other chutz mashma, at least if one day would fall out in the Cheshbon, then it would be good. And here we're saying, no, here we're saying if 16 days goes into Tishrei, then it's Mavrin, even though you'll have a few days of Chol HaMoed. So it's a stira. What does he hold? Does he hold you have to have all the days of Chol HaMoed? Or is it enough just to have some of the days of Chol HaMoed of Sukkis in the Tkufa of Tishrei? Gemara says, no, I'll tell you That's the Bukhash Abom Shishostov Pesach in Botzalus. More says Loi. Idi Vidi Ein Marvin. I'll tell you in both cases, Tak, it's true, you're not Marv the Shona. Because even though there are 16 days before the in the Chag, that's not a reason to be Marver the Shona, because according to him, it's enough as long as you have one day of Chol HaMoed of Sukkot in the Tkuf of Tishrei. V'yad is the Tony Reisha. Shishos Lefnei Pesach, since it's said in the first case, to have 16 days on Nisin in Tkufas of Teves that goes into Nisin, and there, if it comes out that 16 days will be, that the Tkufas Nisin will first start in the 17th day, then it's going to come out that the Tkufa of Tishrei will come out after Chol HaMoed. So therefore, Tanya Nami says, "Avirosa shishos lefnei Chag." That's why he said this lashon of 16 days before Chag. Really, here it's loved after in Tishrei, as long as the new Tkufa of Tishrei starts like before Chaf Aleph, that there'll be at least the last day of Chol HaMoed in the Tkufa of Tishrei. That's enough. Now the Gemara says, "Reb Shimon and Meshimon says." Even if the tkufa comes on the 16th day, that's also a reason to maver to make the year an extra month. In other words, he holds that the whole Chol HaMoed has to be in tkufas Tishrei. For the Gemara, Haino Tanakam, that's the same sheet as the Tanakama. They both say the same thing, that all the days of Chol HaMoed has to be in the tkufa of Tishrei. Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Iku Benar, there's a difference, like we had before. You could always answer that Yom Tekufa